There are a lot of people who work to make Welcome to Night Vale possible. Beyond Jeffrey, Cecil, and I, there are guest writers who we endeavor to pay at above market rates, guest voices, Disparition, who composes all of the music and does the sound design and editing. We have the artists who design our merch and the company that manages and ships the merch. We have Jessica Hayworth, who makes original art for every single episode. We have Joella, who manages all the business side of things, and Meg, who runs the touring side of things, and all the people who do the behind-the-scenes stuff on tours. For every person you see working on Night Vale, there's like 3 to 5 more you don't see. And how we keep all those people paid and paying their bills is our Patreon. Without our Patreon, and I mean this, there is no show. We have all sorts of fun bonuses for patrons, like Patreon-only episodes, director's notes on every episode, Zoom hangouts with the Night Vale crew, and a lot of other stuff, but at its heart, you are helping keep this show alive. Please consider doing that if you are financially able. Welcome to NightVale.com. Click on Patreon. Thank you.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Of course that's a horse. Don't look too closely. Welcome to Night Vale. The City Council is holding a special hearing on the legalization of and an end to censorship of as well as and in general. This has been a long-standing policy in Night Vale, and many of us thought we would never see a day that the government would even consider loosening these restrictions. But due to the brave stance of activists such as Hannah Gutierrez and Janice Rio, we are now facing the reality that the impossible might become policy. I myself have mixed feelings on the subject. While I don't mind talking in private with close friends about such subjects as or in general, are we really ready as a society to let these topics become public? To drop the fortress of shame that we have built around them and act as though there were nothing wrong with saying to a friend? Listeners, I am not sure. I am just not sure. In any case, we will be keeping a close eye on the City Council throughout the day, and we will report on the hearings as they proceed. But before all that, though, let's have some stock tips. Now, there are 3 ways to get rich. The first is generational wealth. That's when your relatives give you money and then you pretend you earned it, and get angry and defensive when anyone points out that no, you didn't. This is the most common way to get money, and anyone you meet who is rich probably at least got some money from their relatives, even though they will loudly and angrily tell you that they didn't, until you have to ask them to leave the party. The second is crime. Crime is a great way to get money, because a lot of people have too much money, and you don't have enough. Even a child can see the way to balance that equation. And you aren't a child, are you? Are you? Are you a child? Are you 5 years old today? Is it your birthday today and you've gone around the sun 5 big times? Good for you. Happy birthday, little one. The third is sheer luck. Now, this is the rarest, but it does sometimes happen. People who get their money through luck will be even more defensive than the generational wealth people and will probably yammer on at you about how many hours they worked and how no one gave them a break or some made-up junk like that. Luck doesn't make you interesting, unfortunately. It just makes you lucky. So, those are the 3 ways to get rich. As for the stock market, I don't know. Mutual funds, I guess? Are those a thing? Yeah, look into mutual funds. Probably. Now let's take a second for Cecil's Music Corner. I know I'm not a connoisseur like Michelle Wynn over at Dark Owl Records. And I don't have a fun cover band that plays 90s hits every Friday night at the Pinkberry like Steve Carlsberg. But I still have ears. I still can listen to a song and think, wow, that sure is music. So today, I wanted to shine a light on one of the more obscure songwriters of the last century. You may not know Bob Dylan by name, but he's been behind some groundbreaking work, like Green Day's Dookie, which he produced and co-wrote. Not to mention the music he put out through the early 2000s under the stage name Kelly Clarkson. But I don't want to talk about his hits. I want to highlight some of his quieter, more personal work. Consider The Trample at Bone Creek, his 15-minute-long narrative ballad that describes the titular event in truly excruciating detail. Or his lovely campfire sing-along, Oh, to be a Farseer. And he had a sense of humor, too. I bet you can't listen to the writhing creatures under my skin forming strange words blues without laughing and laughing and laughing till it hurts. Until it hurts very much. Until you are gasping in pain, until the muscles stretch and tear with your laughter. When considering getting into music, don't just think about the big names putting out big songs. Think about the unheralded, independent folks, too, doing their quiet work in some quiet corner of the music world. Like Bob Dylan. This has been Cecil's Music Corner. The City Council hearing on has commenced with expert testimony from meteorologists and agents of a vague yet menacing government agency. The meteorologists all said a lot of academic jargon like, why are we here? And wait, you want me to talk about what specifically about? And why is everyone screaming in horror every time I say the word? Wait, don't take me away. No, help. Oh God, help. And stuff like that. Honestly, I had trouble following it. Rich Mays, an agent of the vague yet menacing government agency, was much more direct and clear. Listen, folks, he said in a voice that soothed like lavender and cracked gently like a leather bookbinding. We all want to be able to say all sorts of things, right? Me? I'd like to be able to say that the sky itself is a flimsy bit of plywood painted to hide us from the terrifying truth of what is really up there. But I can't go around saying things like that, can I? It would cause a panic. There are rules to what we can say. Sensible rules for a sensible society. Now, I'm no professor. And here, Rich chuckled and the city council chuckled too, from its many-throated body. Horrifying sound. But it seems to me that anyone who talks about this subject should be thrown in prison forever. Now, that's merely my opinion, Rich concluded. Then he smiled and winked, and the city council cooed in delight. The Glow Cloud, which is, of course, exempt from any censorship because no one in the city or federal government can figure out the jurisdiction or how it could possibly be enforced, hummed and flashed various colors in the viewing gallery. No one was sure what it thought, and everyone was afraid to ask. Meanwhile, protesters outside waved signs about the hearings, but the signs had been heavily censored by the sheriff's secret police. And so it wasn't clear what their message was. This all seems quite an uproar. I'll keep my eye on this and report back when I have more. And now a word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by Clorox. Thinking of wiping away your sins? Try Clorox. It doesn't matter what you used to do, who you used to be, what kind of terror lives in the shadow of your memory. You can move on, can leave it behind. You can enter a world so pure and clean that the past can never, ever touch you. All you need is Clorox. That small, still voice in the middle of the night, letting you know that you remain who you always were, that you will have always done what you always did, well, that voice can finally be drowned out with gallons and gallons of Clorox. Dumped on the walls, wiped on the floors, and poured on every single surface until it's spotless. Until you are spotless. Clorox, you will be born anew. You will be clean. This has been a word from our sponsors. The City Council hearing on an end to the censorship of and related material has devolved into shouting, as protesters have burst into the room, crying out slogans that contain so much forbidden material, it is impossible for me to repeat them here or play my listeners a recording. The City Council is calling for order, and the bats that live in the council chambers are just flying around in a frantic swarm. We all knew that the question of was going to be a touchy one, but we were not prepared for just how controversial this day has gotten. There's a bit of a though, pun intended. I think we may be reaching the end of the hearing. I can't imagine that it could go on much longer than this. And now, Night Vale Community Radio is proud to present the first ever audio crossword. So please create a crossword pattern using whatever materials are around you, be it ketchup on your kitchen table or twigs and leaves on the dirt floor of your rudimentary wilderness shelter. The pattern should look a little like how this sounds. Got it? Great. One down is the hat that Henry wore. One across is that fleeting feeling after lunch. Two down is a basket made from this material can safely hold fear. Two diagonal is a tired dog, shortly. Three down is Lee Marvin. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the answer. I forgot to think of a clue for him. Three up is Lee Marvin's favorite flavor of ice cream. Four down is a very long tooth, abbreviation. Four down on the Z-axis is that special birthday treat. And finally, five down and five across are the same, and they're both your secret name. The one you've never told anyone, that you've spent your whole life running from, that you've been terrified anyone would find out. So just put that name in both boxes. Great. They know who you are now. And unfortunately, it is only a matter of time before you know who they are. They're already on their way to collect you. They're almost there. I hope you had fun. This has been an audio crossword puzzle. The City Council hearing has turned into an all-out brawl, with supporters grappling with deniers, and the City Council itself bounding, howling through the fray, a flurry of claws and teeth and wide, wide eyes. The sheriff is trying to restore order, and they are doing this by hitting people indiscriminately with a heavy club, and sometimes kicking them. A calm and sober tactic they hope will inspire everyone to calm down. Oh, I never thought I'd see such chaos in my town, a town that is usually so quiet and safe. I guess all those people that made discussion of illegal all these years were right. Look what happens when we try to talk about them. Oh, but wait. The City Council is regaining the podium and banging gavels with 8 of its 17 hands. Enough! It cries. Enough! This is tearing our community apart!
We hereby declare that it is legal and not subject to any censorship to talk about clouds.
Hold on. I wasn't censored there. Clouds. Thundercloud. Cumulus. Stratosphere. My God. This is a freedom like I've never known. Why, what better time than this to talk about the weather?
Deep in this family tree, you'll find ancestry from a time where freedom was the darkest joke. Wear scars upon our backs from every whip that cracks. Show no matter what, our spirits never broke. We march for miles to live, laugh love without vindictive subplots, for our story still goes on. But still the melanin is viewed a greatest sin in the eyes of this social phenomenon. Whatever happened to Jim Crow? I'm right before your eyes. Everything you claim to love, condemned and victimized. When it's all said and done, you'll lay my head down in Uncle Tom's cabin when I'm dead. Well read with etiquette will just cause you more shit as they try to hold you down this pigeonhole. No matter how you dress, they'll still be less impressed and just blame it on the culture that you stole. Or lack of culture found, from how you walk to the sound waves flowing out your mouth, you'll always lose. The tragic irony of false identity when either side is the one you wanna choose. Whatever happened to Jim Crow? Society, either too much or you'll never be enough. Yeah.
as a child, whenever that was, time back then being more of a place than a process, more a shady grove to linger in than a road to anywhere at all. As a child, I used to sit on my back and look at the clouds, the shapes they would make, and the stories I could tell with those shapes, and the thought of what it would be like to ride the clouds as though they were great ships in the sky, the puffs and curves like the decks and balustrades from which I could adventure the world. Life was a thrilling narrative then, as it is for every child. Until the plot got away from me, until it dissipated into the unsatisfying experimental character study we all end up as. The day my mother left my sister and I on our own, the clouds were perfect, fluffy things. I wanted them to be gray and foreboding, but they were delightful. And I was angry that they were delightful. I was furious that any part of the world would be happy on a day so painful. The day my mother returned, years later, when my sister and I were adults, the clouds then were gray and low. But they did not seem angry to me. They felt like how I felt. Flat and sad and far away from myself. When my Carlos first came to town, a stranger, a scientist, an interloper, the clouds were mostly absent. The blue of the sky seared, it cast unearthly light on our earthly town, but still they lingered at the margins of the sky, bustled by the horizon, waiting for their turn to cross our stage. And when my Carlos met me at the Arby's, and we kissed under the lights above the Arby's, oh, there were clouds then too. And the lights shone through them in delightful ways, hiding behind, and then casting rays through, and then bursting out from behind as the wind escorted the clouds across the sky. And when my Carlos married me, in front of the whole town and every eye that watches us implacably from space, there was only one cloud. And it stretched long from one side of the sky to the other, an unbroken line of vapor that I took to mean the unbroken line of our love. But that, of course, is just my projected narrative. A cloud does not have a narrative. It exists perfectly in the moment and for the moment. Then our son came to us, and on the day he arrived, the clouds were arrayed in ranks like toy soldiers for his delight. Smudge after smudge, like a Georgia O'Keeffe landscape, like sheep on a meadow. And our son squalled, and we laughed because the sound would become a difficulty, we knew, but in that moment, it could only be a joy. And today, well, today I look outside, and there the clouds are, lofty and small, and carried constant by the winds of the upper atmosphere and disappearing over the horizon, only to arrive again over the opposite horizon. A swirling landscape, a busy backdrop to our inconsequential lives. Clouds don't matter much, I suppose. Not being able to talk about clouds doesn't matter, but to have some part of your life taken from you, no matter how small, to have it suppressed, to have to constantly work around the clouds and the sky, it takes a toll. And now I feel such freedom and joy. And I say, look at the clouds in the sky. They mean nothing. And yet, they are there. And they are pretty. Isn't that nice? Stay tuned next for our special radio drama broadcast of Journey to the Center of the Earth, presented on location by the Mole People Players. And from one cloud seer to all cloud seers out there, Good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was Whatever Happened to Jim Crow by Black Guy Fox. Find out more at facebook.com/blackguyfoxmusic or at blackguyfoxmusic.bandcamp.com. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio. Or go outside into the cold, cold air and pretend that it's refreshing. Check out WelcomeToNightVale.com for info about our live stream for our 2015 touring show, The Investigators, happening soon. Today's proverb. So sometimes you write an episode in early December, and then it turns out that the episode reflects a number of January news stories in ways that you could not have intended because they didn't exist. But it's just that we all live in Night Vale now. Hello, iPod broadcast listeners. My name is Meg, and I am one of the esteemed tri-hosts of the beloved iBroad Good Morning Night Vale. I, along with my hilarious friends, fellow Night Vale actors, passionate eaters, and soft-hitting journalists, Symphony Sanders and Hal Lublin, are now over 100 episodes into our deep dive recap show of Welcome to Night Vale. We've tackled topics like soft meat crown headcanons, Cecil's fashion, and whether Steve Scones were really all that terrible, plus behind-the-scenes stories from the Night Vale creative family. And we've heard from listeners like you about queer representation, Night Vale named pets, major theories, minor questions, and of course, best and worst practices for alternative spa therapy services. If you know, you know. Check out Good Morning Night Vale every other Thursday, wherever you get your iBroads, iCasts, PodBroads, and podcasts. I think I like PodBroads the best. I'm a real PodBroad myself.